The Ministry of Education, in collaboration with iTechZone Ghana, a private institution, has launched the 5th Ghana Higher Education Fair to expose the various educational options available in Ghana. The fair will also express requirements for admission into accredited institutions and the type of training they offer. The acting director in charge of tertiary education, Donante, said there are about 250 higher educational institutions in the country, hence the need for the fair to create the link between senior high school leavers, their preferred course, and corresponding institutions. Roslyn Ganyaglo has more.
Mr. Te indicated that an estimated 150,000 qualified students from about 577 senior high schools look for opportunities to enter tertiary institutions every year. Out of this number, only a few gain admission into the public tertiary institutions to pursue their preferred courses. He said due to lack of publicity, private institutions are not patronized, but they can equally take in most of these students. He therefore advised students to apply more to some of these private institutions, which will offer them courses of their choice. Mr. Tay said government will not relent in its effort to ensure that Ghana is counted among the League of Advanced Countries through enhancing tertiary education. The Chief Executive Officer of iTechZone Ghana, Captain Mrs. Catherine Hazel, announced that there will be two fairs this year. The first will take place in Tamale from the 16th to the 18th of next month for the northern sector. The southern sector fair is scheduled to take place from 1st to 3rd March this year in the western region. The events will comprise exhibitions and lectures. Captain Mrs. Hazel noted that the world economy has shifted from manufacturing to a knowledge-based economy, and Ghana must not lag behind. Therefore, skill requirements need to be abreast with the current trends.
Roslyn Ganyaglo's report.